Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast on the Pitcher List Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard. I will be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Let's get into everything baseball related from Saturday, June 13th. And we will start with some news and notes and injuries. As always, the big headline news coming into today is Jose Ramirez has hit the 10-day IL with a left hamate fracture. He is likely out through the All-Star break and probably a bit after. The hamate, as I'm sure all of you are now aware after just a litany of hamate injuries coming into the year, is the bone basically in the middle of your hand. So for Jose Ramirez, left hamate fracture, definitely quite significant for him. He's going to miss extended time. Trent Grisham hits the 10-day IL with a right hamstring strain. Giancarlo Stanton, quote, tweaked his calf while running the bases, which is the most Giancarlo Stanton quote imaginable. Spencer Strider, we were fearing this. He has hit the 15-day IL with right elbow inflammation. If you remember yesterday, he was dreadful. And just absolutely dreadful. Had a fastball that dipped into about the high 80s range, which for a guy like Strider is just absolutely horrifying. He goes on with right elbow inflammation. No further word if he will require surgery. If so, that may be a really dramatic end to Strider's relevance as a starter. But that's for later discussions. Randy Rosarena and Corey Seager were out of the lineups for respective injuries a couple days ago. Evan Carter hits the 10-day IL with a right oblique strain. Jack Flaherty hits the 15-day IL with a peroneal strain. And Miguel Andujar, Padres legend, hits the 10-day IL with a left hamstring strain. Couple rehab starts and recovery updates. Both Drake Baldwin and Jordan Hicks have made their rehab assignments officially, so expect to see them back very soon, especially Baldwin. Position players generally have much shorter rehab stints. And finally, a few transactions to note. Craig Kimbrell, Tarek Skubal, and Henry Davis all activated. Skubal we'll talk about more in just a bit. Ty Madden was optioned by the Tigers, and Joe Ross was had his contract selected by the Texas Rangers. Finally, Casey Mize activated today. So Madden, the corresponding move to deal with two new pitchers being added to the Tigers rotation. We will now move on to some notable performances here and start with, as always, my top hitter of the day, which I am saying is Jackson Churio. He has been electric, truly sensational for Milwaukee. 4-for-5 with 2 home runs in a game against the Phillies. He is absolutely on top of the world right now. He is hitting .407, .450, .815 in the month of June. And I mean, this is a guy who was sort of sputtering to start the year, and last year did not quite reach the heights we were expecting. Still incredibly young and finding his form, finding his swing right now, Churio being absolutely one of the best players in baseball. I wanted to highlight a few batters, but as I was going through this, I felt it was just right to say the entire Phillies offense deserves a mention here. 17 hits, home runs from Edmundo Sosa and JT Realmuto, but they just absolutely pounced on Brewers pitching. Garrett Mitchell went 2-for-5 with a home run for the Brewers to in really a crazy back-and-forth game. Moving on from Milwaukee to Chicago, Max Muncy, not Chicago, but they played in Chicago. Max Muncy went 3-for-3 with 2 home runs and 2 walks, very close to a hitter of the day for me. Shohei Ohtani went 1-for-3 with a home run and 3 walks. Since having a couple days off, he's been sensational. Mookie Betts went 3-for-5, although that is not what this performance will be remembered by for Betts. More on that in a bit. Tristan Peters went 1-for-3 with a home run. Eli White goes 3-for-4 with a home run and a double. Bo Bichette, 2-for-4 with a double. Wyatt Langford, 3-for-5 day. Wilson Contreras continuing a fantastic year for him, 2-for-4. Dylan Dingler, 2-for-4 with a triple. The catcher legs one out. Corbin Carroll, 2-for-5 with a home run. Quietly has an OPS of .925. Seems like he's just been producing week in, week out. CJ Abrams, I want to say this is a breakout year. It's closing in on it. 3-for-4 for CJ Abrams. James Wood goes 1-for-4, no home runs, but does get a walk and a stolen base. Pete Alonso does hit a home run. He goes 3-for-5. Blaze Alexander has been really nice, been called up. 3-for-4 for him. Jackson Merrill has struggled throughout the year. He hits a home run here, goes 1-for-4 with a walk. Samad Taylor, a name you may recognize if you're a Mariners fan, a bench bat for a couple years. 3-for-5 with a home run. A nice day from Samad Taylor, who is really able to give the Padres a win here. Kazuma Okamoto goes 1-for-3 with a home run and a walk. His 15th home run of the year. Paul Goldschmidt goes 1-for-4 with the home run, quietly being, well, maybe not so quietly because he's in the Bronx, but doing quite well for himself after a slow-ish start. Ivan Herrera torched the Twins today, 2-for-3 with 2 home runs and a walk. Jordan Walker goes 1-for-5 with another home run. He has just been continuing. And, you know, we're in the month of June by now, so I think this Jordan Walker thing is sustaining. Blaze Jordan was called up, and I think I neglected to mention him, and he proved me really silly by clowning on my Minnesota Twins. 2-for-4, a home run and a triple. Byron Buxton on the other side of the dish, 2-for-4 with his 22nd home run of the year. He is second in Major League Baseball, or third rather, in Major League Baseball. Royce Lewis, since coming back, he's been fantastic. 2-for-4, a double and a home run. In the few games he's had since coming back, he's hitting .385, .414, .808, continuing to make the most of a tweaked swing that he made some changes in St. Paul. Aliko Williams for the roaming A's, 3-for-3 with 2 doubles and a walk. The Aliko Williams game here is he was fantastic. Zach Gelof, 2-for-4, a home run and a stolen base. Pete Crow Armstrong went 3-for-5 and a home run. He has been electric in the month of June. Rafael Devers, 2-for-4 and a double. Joe Adele, not been a spark offensively, goes 4-for-5 with a double. And finally, Mike Trout, 1-for-5, but does pick up his 7th stolen base on the year. Check out the Daily Batters Box article for all information on these hitters and more. I will take a short break, be with you in a bit, to talk about the starters in just a moment. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast here. We now move on to the notable starting pitching performances, and this one was, again, very easy for me to decide. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, 8 1/3 innings, 1 earned run on 1 hit, 7 Ks, no walks, 109 pitches, 15 whiffs, 30 CSW percent. Yamamoto was perfect through 7 2/3. He was cruising and should have taken it into the ninth. Mookie Betts botches a extremely routine ground ball. I mean, you can pull it up. This is the kind of play you would expect a middle league or middle school player to make. This was just a slow roller that Betts just could not secure. And he did end up losing the no-hitter in the next frame to Tristan Peters, who hit really just a huge home run to right field. So credit to him. But yeah, Yamamoto just isn't quite able to get through 9 unscathed. Still really excellent performance, though, of course. Jacob DeGrom, 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 5 Ks, no walks on 90 pitches, got 13 whiffs, 28 CSW percent. This is a Jacob DeGrom start, a really good Jacob DeGrom start. This is just kind of the stuff you expect. And nice to see him, you know, he's been a little touch and go this year. So nice to see him perform well here. Michael Soroka, maybe the best start of the year. 7 innings, 1 earned run, 2 hits, 7 Ks, no walks on 93 pitches, 12 whiffs, 29 CSW percent. This was excellent. This is one of his best starts for sure. Tarek Skubal makes his MLB return. 4 2/3 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 4 Ks, 1 walk on 80 pitches, 9 whiffs, 30 CSW percent. Was not the most flawless scoreline. However, 98 sitting on the fastball, not touching, sitting. Really good performance from Skubal, all things considered. And as he's going to be a hot commodity coming into the next month and a half or so, we will monitor how his arm holds up. Bubba Chandler went 5 2/3, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, or 6 Ks, 3 hits, 1 walk, 84 pitches. That one walk is the story for Bubba Chandler. If that is able to be kept down and manageable, he's going to have a good outing. This is really solid. 13 whiffs, 33 CSW percent. This is a great start. Overall for Chandler, you got to be happy with it, and we'll just monitor how his control continues over the next few starts here. Cam Schlittler went 7 innings, 1 earned run, 6 hits, 7 Ks, 4 walks on 101 pitches. This outing was one I highlighted yesterday. 13 whiffs, 24 CSW. This is not Schlitler's finest work. The scoreline does give him some credit, maybe more than his due. Allowed 10 base runners, but was able to keep them from scoring. Not too bad. And Schlitler is crafty enough to make it work. Kevin Gausman went 7 innings himself, 1 earned run himself, but just 1 hit, allowed a solo shot to Mr. Goldschmidt. 7 Ks, 2 walks on 105 pitches, 20 whiffs. Kevin Gausman, when he is on, he is really on. 31 CSW per the splitter be splitting, folks. And it's a really nice start from Gausman. Finally, for this section, Aaron Nola went 4 2/3, 3 earned runs, 6 hits, 3 Ks, 2 walks on 85 pitches, just got 4 whiffs, 26 CSW percent, though. Did get a B+ PLV grade, so perhaps the slash line not necessarily very friendly to what otherwise could have been a really nice start. That's going to do it for my starting pitching highlights here. If you want to know more about all of these starts and everyone else who started yesterday, give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen or check out Nick and Jake's daily SP roundups. We now move on to the reliever rundown where I go over the saves and who blew it. So, David Bednar picks up his 14th save of the year for the New York Yankees. Gregory Soto picks up his 10th save of the year for the Pirates. Tony Santillan picks up his 3rd save of the year for the Reds in what's a shifting Reds bullpen. Cade Smith gets his 23rd save of the year, his league-leading 23rd save of the year for the Guardians. Aroldis Chapman picks up his 14th save of the year for the Red Sox, a guy to really watch over the next month and a half, see if he's traded. Rossell Iglesias picks up his 14th save of the year for the Braves. Brian Abreu is 5th for the Astros. Joan Duran is 18th for the Phillies. And finally, Elvis Alvarado, picks up his 2nd save of the year. And I just wanted to highlight, folks, a guy named Elvis picked up a save in Las Vegas. Isn't baseball beautiful? Finally, who blew it? The Rays bullpen blew it. Mike Clevinger, Craig Kimbrell, and Sulcer combined for 1 2/3 innings and 7 earned runs as they just got their butts handed to them by the Angels offense, which is a rarity. Chad Patrick also really blew it here. It did end up hurting him. 1 earned run, 5 hits, 4 earned runs for Patrick. Brad Keller on the other side of the mound, 1 earned run, or 1 inning, 3 hits, 3 earned runs, and 2 walks. It was a really wild game between the Phillies and Brewers, and what a crazy series. And hey, speaking of, let's look forward to the full slate of games for today on this lovely Sunday. Where I will be outside, just, oh my gosh, the weather here is absolutely fantastic. Because you don't care about that, you care about the top matchups, maybe. And so, my matchups to watch, the Phillies versus the Brewers, it's going to be Christopher Sanchez versus Kyle Harrison. These are two heavyweights going out of here. This should be an excellent game. Second one I want to highlight, the Tigers at the Guardians, interdivisional matchup, Casey Mize versus Gavin Williams. And third here is going to be the Texas Rangers versus the Boston Red Sox. It's Nathan Eovaldi versus Connor Early. But my game of the day is going to be the Marlins at the Pirates. It's Paul Skenes and it is Max Meyer. These are two of really, I think we can safely say, two of the premier pitchers in baseball right now. Meyer has been really, really excellent. And he's going to face a hungry Pirates lineup. And Paul Skenes on the mound, one of the best to ever do it. So that's going to be my game of the day, and that is going to be the First Pitch podcast today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com. For further access, sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, PLV apps, and to support the Pitcherlist staff. Finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me on the Shallows podcast with my great co-host, Eric Henriksen, as well as on the website formerly known as Twitter, at Carson Picard PL. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.